Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview as the Shuckers are getting set to play the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Wes Clark. Wes, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Javik.
Two home runs last night, the last of which goes 455 feet. How much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun. I've been working on a couple things, so to see it pay off is really rewarding.
Not only the 455-foot homer, but also the grand slam, too. How much confidence did that give you to just really put everything together?
It felt really good, especially because early in the season I was struggling a lot with off-speed, and then now I've proven that I can hit it, and I've proven to myself that I can hit it, so now I just feel more confident at the plate overall.
How much does that factor into everything, not only showing that you can do it, but kind of giving yourself that confidence for a couple of games of some really good performances?
Yeah, it's nice. And early this week and a little bit late last week, the approach was good and I was fouling off my pitch, but now I'm getting to them and the luck's starting to turn around, so it feels good.
When you're also on an incredible streak, you have three homers in your last five at-bats, the ball really just seems to be flying out of this ballpark. How much fun is it to play here when it seemingly seems like every time the Shuckers show up here, you guys are scoring about 10, 12 runs every night?
It's really fun. This is a good park to hit in, and something that I've been working on myself is trying to put some more balls in play. The power is going to come, but you can't hit home runs if you don't hit it.
How much has that been a thing that you've worked on throughout the year with hitting coach Chucky Caulfield, and how nice is it as well to have that 138-game schedule to implement some of those things you've been working on throughout the year?
It's really nice, and Chucky's helped me a lot this year mentally as well. It's not just about the swing or about playing. He's really good with the mental side as well as the physical side, so Chucky's been a big part of it.
How important is that, too, for what is really your first full season here in AA?
It's important. Whether I'm playing, last year was in High A, this year in AA, baseball is baseball, so it's really the same approach, same everything.
Well, in 16 home runs this year, we're almost at the 100th game of the year. It's the most home runs you've had in your professional career, and the most since you smashed 23 in your final season at South Carolina. What do you remember about that final season at South Carolina when you popped 23 out of the yard?
That season was really fun. Not only the home runs were great, but just that team in general, some of my best friends on that team. That was a really fun year playing baseball. And then I happened to hit a lot of home runs too, which made it even better.
What was the best moment from that 2021 season?
Personally, probably the home run in regionals that I hit. Felt really good. Felt good to hit it off Virginia, coming from Virginia, so felt great.
You're a guy who grew up, you were born in Richmond, but you grew up in Lynchburg. It's about in Virginia. What was it like getting into baseball growing up in Lynchburg, which has a minor league team in the Hillcats?
It was great. It's a good spot for baseball. I lucked out when I was really young. My dad and my best friend, his dad, they started a travel team when we were like 8 or 9 years old, and we played together until we were like 13. It was just a good group of guys, which made it a lot of fun. We were all really good friends. Also having the Hillcats in town, I always went to those games as a kid. I was probably bugging the guys in the bullpen for a ball. You know how it is. So, it was a lot of fun.
What's it like now as a kid who grew up going to a lot of minor league games, looking out and seeing those kids who were once you back in the day?
It's really cool. And I always, try to think that was you one day. That's going to be your kid one day. At least talk to them. If you can get them a foul ball or something, do it. But it's really cool to see that.
Is it wild to you that you were once that kid all these years ago, and now you're the guy that, as when you were a kid, you were screaming at foul balls or asking for autographs?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool when kids are calling you by name and stuff. It's really awesome.
Growing up, what was your all-time best baseball memory?
I'd have to say winning the state championship my sophomore year, because I still talk to the guys on that team every single day, really. And just to be able to win the title with them, that's probably the best memory.
What was that season like for you?
It was really fun. We were dominant that year, so we kind of steamrolled through everyone.
Well, that really makes it fun when you're not only winning, but you're winning in dominant fashion every time out.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun.
Well, Wes, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats on what's been a real fun stretch. Looking forward to hopefully seeing it continue and a couple more balls flying out of the yard this week.
Let's do it. Thank you, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos coming up next.